I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is Patriots Friday on Sports Radio WEEI. Patriots Friday is presented in part by Toyota's official website for deals, buyatoyota.com.
By Putnam Investments, proud Patriots partners, committed to an active game plan on the field and off.
And by AdCare. If you're struggling with alcohol, AdCare can help. Call 1-800-ALCOHOL.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings. Kaplansky.com.
It's the Greg Hill Morning Show with your host, Greg Hill. Streaming live from WEEI.com and the Radio.com app. And now, it's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show on Sports Radio WEEI.
Hey, Bill, just checking on Sonny Michel. You had said earlier in the week that you had him active. You had to activate him last week to avoid running out the clock. Is from what you've seen from him this week, does it look like he's... he'd be ready to contribute for you guys?
Yes. He's had a couple of good weeks. Yeah, I think he'll be ready to go.
Well, I mean, that's short and sweet, but for Bill to give any kind of a personnel decision on a Friday about Sunday?
It's a new Belichick. Forthcoming now. By the way, Ken, I wanted to follow up real quick before we get to trending much later in the hour. Confirming what you had said previously, we reported that Larry Fitzgerald was on the COVID reserve list.
Yep.
He has, in fact, tested positive.
Okay.
So he will definitely not be suiting up Sunday.
Well,
the guy everyone always wanted to be a Patriot, Larry Fitzgerald, will not be playing Sunday against the Pats.
Speaking of COVID, the virus, the Denver Broncos have an outbreak of some repute, and they will not practice today. Jeff Driscoll is on the reserve COVID list. There were no close contacts during contact tracing. However, they're not practicing today. So I guess that's not an outbreak. But anyway. He's there with Shelby Harris. Broncos play the Saints this weekend.
That doesn't help when one of your better D linemen is out. Jeff Driscoll. However, what will New Orleans do now?
But, you know, that plus the Baltimore, which is just a mess. You have the strength coach, not wearing a mask, not contact tracing.
So dumb.
This virus, I mean, we differ, of course, about the severity of the virus. Every morning on the show, I get bludgeoned by Restaurant Strong Greg and everybody else on the show piles up on me for my fear of the virus. But one thing you will admit, it can, even if you're not worried about its effects long term for people in this age group, it spread. Look at the spread in Baltimore. One strength coach, and now 12 players have it. 12 players, 8 starters.
Well, who's in your face more than a strength coach? And by the way, of all, if you were to look at every different, you know, personnel grouping, positional coaches, etc., isn't it a strength coach? You know, no disrespect to all the trainers, personal trainers, gym managers, etc. out there, but like a strength coach, like, oh, come on. What are you worried about? Drop and give me 20.
That's painting with a broad brush. I'm not going to do that. Maybe
that's my job. So I can get some clap back on the text line, 37937. Fitzy, you suck.
I just don't know. I mean, do you think the NFL will get through the season? What did you bring up earlier? You had a scenario for adapting.
My plan all along was a 20-week season. You play 4 weeks, week off, 4 weeks, week off. use it so that that way when you need to move games, like, for example, right now here we are, I guess this is technically week 12 in the NFL, so you would just take Steelers-Ravens and you would just move it to that.
To a bye week.
Yeah, you know, these are, you know, reserve weeks. You can call them slush weeks, whatever, so that you've got multiple bye weeks built in. I'm sure the players probably would have enjoyed it as well. And, yeah, it would take a little more Tetris and chess moving, but they got a couple of brilliant minds at 345 that can do these kinds of things.
Well, why are they hell-bent on getting it in and keeping the Super Bowl where it is? Is there so much money tied up in that weekend that they can't push the Super Bowl back if need be?
They're not going to have all the same parties. You're not going to the... Well, I mean, it's not, you know, 2007, so no one, you know, it's not everyone going to the SI and the Maxim party, but, you know, you're not going to have, like, the Bud Light party house. You're not going to have people, like, you can't have people clamoring to get into the Barstool party because you can't have that many people get together. The NFL has come out and said, at most, you'll have 20% capacity at Raymond James Pirate Ship in the End Zone Stadium.
So why don't
they
just do week 18, week 19, whatever, delay the playoffs, delay everything?
There is some overinflated sense of normalcy that the NFL seems hung up on. Like, no, this is how we do business. We are going to
miss the Senior Bowl, or what? I mean, what are these guys worried about?
I mean, for God's sakes, they've already announced that the Pro Bowl is going to be played on a video game this year.
Big Pro Bowl update for Patriots voting and trending, by the way. That's a tease that we keep
around.
Mike in Framingham's been hanging on for a while. Thanks, Mike. How are you, buddy?
Hang on. I called about something else, but Mike Reese, when he asks these questions, they have, like, football clinics all the time. So if he went to some of those clinics, started, like, at high school level to go to college level, then he would understand, you know, pre-snap reads, post-snap reads, defensive fronts, coverage and stuff. So then he wouldn't sound like a soccer mom asking some of these questions.
Yeah, that's just his way, though. I mean, he's just Mike Reese is too nice to a fault sometimes. So I think he tried to soften the blow before he dealt it, or at least thought that was a dagger coming from him. But, you know, that's just the way Mike is.
Yeah, and the thing I called, you brought up about the NFC East. Stuff like that only happens once in a blue moon where a team with a losing record makes the playoffs. And the last time it happened, Seattle beat the defending Super Bowl champs. So what's the point of having conferences and divisions if, you know, the record be damned?
Well, actually, the most recent team to make the playoffs with a losing record was quarterbacked by your New England Patriots quarterback, Mike. Cam Newton went to the playoffs, I want to say, about 7-8 years ago with a sterling 7-8-1 record.
Okay. Well, the other one was the Seattle team. Was Seattle beat New Orleans? Remember that?
7-9 with the Beast Quake run. Yeah, that was where got one of the great runs in NFL history against the Saints out in Seattle.
Yeah, and it's only going to be one team. It's all like, if that one team makes it, they're not going to have a wild card team.
Oh, no, I know. I jest about wanting relegation in football or not saying people deserve it, because if they're 4-7 now, the best Washington, you know, the twift will finish with, what are they going to be, 6-10? I mean, it's, you know, it's not a great look, but that's more an indictment of how bad the gameplay has been in the division than it is the rest of football.
Yeah, I understand that, but like I said, even if they have a losing record, you're not going to, like, change the rule, say, okay, you know what, you have a losing record, you can't make the playoffs.
No, you wouldn't realistically do it, but that's mostly just us playing sports radio.
Yeah, I understand.
All right, Mike, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you checking in. I mean, the Patriots have a legit chance to make it, even if they don't go to eight teams.
But there you go. Standings are right there in front of us on a television screen.
Hey, no, the Patriots aren't even listed on that.
No.
they're not,
they have
they're
the,
not
top
the top nine.
Well, because you've got on in the seventh spot right now, the Raiders, Ravens, and Dolphins are all tied, competing for spot seven at 6-4. Pats are at 4-6. The problem is most of those teams have easy schedules. It seems like the Jets play everyone, including the Patriots. I told you, the Pats will end up somehow miraculously, even with this depleted squad, even with, you know, having some tough games, they'll find ways to win a couple of games down the stretch that most people think that they'll lose.
Well, look at it. Baltimore at 6-4 will lose this weekend if they play this game. Missing eight starters. That's safe to say. So you're 6-5. Of their final five games, Cowboys, Browns, Jags, Giants, Bengals. Yikes. What's their record of those five games?
10-6. They go 4-1. See, they get 10-6.
I don't know. If they're missing eight starters, they could lose to anybody. But, they'll lose at Cleveland, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe the Giants. You need the Giants to beat them week 16 or whatever that is.
Giants have been sneaky competitive for a while now.
They're kind of in the mix.
You know, they played. Maybe it wasn't
game out of first place. Sadly, but true.
No opinions here. That's just the facts only department checking in.
Can we play that Mike Reese question again? I think this is worth a reexamination because as you and Bradfield pointed out, this is the first time we think Cam has pushed back on a question. A little bit with Greg, maybe.
Mm.
Sometimes Hillman's like stepped a little too far and he's got put back slightly in his paces, but nothing like this was kind of like the. It's funny to hear you talking about routes to the female reporter when he was in Carolina.
Ballpark.
This is kind of that way. Here's Mike Reese, the full question, as what did Mike from Framingham say he needed to go to a football clinic before asking this? Okay, here's the full Q&A.
Hey, Cam, I don't know if you will agree with this thought, but I just your long ball and the passes, you know, maybe to the middle range, I thought were pretty pinpoint, you know, in the last game. I mean, the touchdown to Demir, obviously one that comes to mind. And then some of the shorter ones I felt like that were maybe would be considered higher percentage, maybe were a little less consistent. And if you sort of agree with that thought, I'm curious what you saw on those shorter ones that maybe stood out to you that could help you improve in that area.
You play a quarterback?
No, I would probably be more like the kicker, Cam, you know, or like the coach, you know.
Oh, the coach. But in order to coach something, you got to be able to have had some type of, you know, studying in it.
I mean,
savage.
There was quite a bit of Mike Reese's personal opinion in the question, which I think rubbed Cam the wrong way.
Well, I'm also surprised. Mike doesn't usually ask questions with that much personal opinion.
Totally,
maybe
totally.
But
it's not a very...
No.
The personal opinion is pretty much agreed upon by everybody. He missed some short throws.
I'm just curious about maybe... You know, maybe Mike was thinking, like, I need to ask him, like, why do you think you had so many balls batted down? Or why do you think you're having a tough time hitting the short to intermediate throws? But that would be too direct, and maybe Mike felt that would be, you know, like, oh, man, that's really mean. I can't do it that way. So he softened up by saying, you know, you connected on the long balls and got around to it. And
a little touchy. It's like Greg asking McCourty about the why he can't catch.
No, that was just flat out. That was just mean.
It was entertaining. Didn't go well.
Turned into one of the most awkward exchanges in the history of WEEI. And there have been plenty of awkward
exchanges. And if you missed it, early in the first hour of the show, we had Devin McCourty on. You asked him about getting trucked by Cam, by Deshaun Watson. To some aspect. You kind of danced around it a little bit. But
I did.
You couched it in a way, you know.
How are you?
Are you still feeling okay after?
Yeah.
Every
game?
Yeah.
He said, no, I didn't miss any practices. I didn't have to go on the DL. You know, I'm okay. You know, didn't show up on the injury report. That said, he got hammered. Watson is, I think we are... I forget who it was yesterday who said, maybe it was Strahan. Michael Strahan, yes. Michael Strahan said yesterday in the pregame of Twift versus Cowboys that Deshaun Watson is the best quarterback that has not won a Super Bowl playing football.
I mean, they might go on a run here. I really believe that they're not out of it.
That offense is on, yesterday. That offense is on fire.
And he's been good all year. It's not like that's a fluke with Watson. Mm-mm. But for the Patriots, a string of good quarterbacks they're going against. Kyler Murray Sunday, then you got...
Herbert,
who's people think probably the best rookie by far. This
Herbie fully
class.
Loaded. Yep. Then you got
Top
Goff.
10.
Then on a Thursday night, you turn right around and play McVay,
Goff, yeah.
Goff and the Rams.
And
then I believe you travel.
Games.
Then you travel to Miami to take on Tua.
We think it's Tua. Not sure.
Could be Fitzmagic again. You never know.
Followed by Bills with Josh Allen. Or something.
Monday nighter.
A top 5 quarterback.
My prediction that would be for the division not looking so good right now.
Well, let's get the trending. Brian Scalabrine joins us at 10. I do want to get into a little bit of Celtics talk next, if you'll allow it. The Pacers' offer to the Celtics for Gordon Hayward has been revealed. Their general manager spoke about this. And it brings the question to light, did Ainge screw it up? Because now we know for sure there was an offer on the table. So we'll talk about that coming up at First Trending.
NFL Sunday with Fourier, Wiggins, and Keefe this Sunday before the Pats game. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Start letting go of your weight this holiday season and pick a different New Year's resolution for 2021. Reserve your consultation right now, awaken180weightloss.com. Belichick talking here this morning. Patriots getting ready for the Arizona Cardinals. He says Sony Michel has had a couple of good weeks and will be ready to go. Also said that he thinks Cam has been doing a good job on the deep balls of evaluating the correct coverage. Doing a good job of seeing the receivers downfield. He did miss the one to Demir Byrd on the trickeration play.
Oh, yeah, their little...
He had,
uh, But the problem was that was the roof was open to energy, and that was in the sunlight. I don't think he saw him the way that we all did.
Broncos canceled practice today, and the Ravens have a bunch of COVID issues. 12 players, 8 starters. Here's your Pro Bowl update.
Here
we go.
Everybody
is dying to know.
Big one.
One Patriot leading his respective position in AFC voting. David Andrews, your center. Could be one Pro
Bear.
Bowler. One Patriot Pro Bowler.
How the mighty have fallen. He's going to get paid next year.
Top 5 vote getters across the league. Mahomes, 1. Russell Wilson, 2. Dalvin Cook, 3. Kelsey, 4. And DeAndre Hopkins, who will be on the field Sunday, is number 5. NFL Sunday gets you ready, starting at 9 a.m. with Wiggy, Keefe, and Foyer. And what else? Oh, Larry Fitzgerald, COVID positive. He will not be making the trip. That's a pretty big one. Pac-12 announced they've canceled USC Colorado for Saturday. It'll be a no-contest college hoops. BC beat URI in the consolation of the 2K Empire Classic yesterday. That's what's trending now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe? Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Greg Hill Show on a Friday, Black Friday. You're out and about amongst the crowds. If there are any crowds, please call 311 and also feel free to join the Laird and Fitzy Show.
What are we doing?
I called the report in on Merlone out at the GameStop earlier this morning. I have not seen Greg Hill has nothing on IG from Greg for 3 days. So I'm now more concerned at this than when he posts pictures in a somewhat crowded restaurant.
Now, do we think that he is possibly in some sort of like Thanksgiving stupor of gluttony, or is it just
a given? Yeah. It's just how many people are around him that I'm concerned.
I thought what he was trying to keep it pretty small, but I mean, were people really getting together at massive Thanksgiving parties?
I don't know. I walked around Brookline yesterday in my neighborhood. I couldn't hear a thing.
Nothing.
But the city was desolate. I mean, people
pin drop in New.
I agree. Yeah. Same with you. Except your neighbors who were smoking bongs at night or whatever.
No, it was dead. It was like, it was eerily quiet. We did a little, when we had a break in the rain, we did a little, went for a family walk yesterday around like, I don't know, kickoff time of Lions Texans. And it was, you could hear anything. It was just pin drop quiet outside. And also, by the way, how come everybody was complaining about the fact that we weren't having mass gatherings? We weren't all getting together, big Thanksgiving, well, you know, dinners and whatnot. Like, you got a free excuse not to have to get together with half the people you don't want to spend a holiday with in the first place. No getting chided by your uncle who smells like Argyle and scotch. No listening to all the stupid stories. You don't have to talk to your cousin who's like, oh, man, I got an awesome band. You got to come see me. Nothing. You just got to sit back, eat, drink, play with your kids, go to bed.
Yeah, like I had an hour Zoom call with the family. I love my family. They're pretty good. You know, parties, mm-hmm. It's not bad. But Zoom is a grind. It's just tough to get through an hour.
Yesterday, the in-laws FaceTimed, and like the brother-in-law in L.A., and then I got the in-laws in Connecticut. Yeah. I got busy with things. I got to go tend to the stuff in the kitchen, guys. I got busy real quick.
Speaking of restaurants, by the way.
Yes.
Salt Bae, who was in some controversy recently.
What happened?
Good move by him. Mm-hmm. Now, permanently reserving Diego Maradona's favorite table at the Dubai restaurant to honor him. I think that's pretty cool.
Class.
Like if Curtis ever left, we would like keep the seat empty for him in the producer's room. Like nobody would ever sit there. I think that's a cool move.
Did you just compare Maradona to Chris Curtis?
Yeah.
I think there's so ballpark. Many people around here who are not even soccer fans are just thoroughly insulted.
But they laid him out in state in Buenos Aires, and the line was crazy. People were like attacking cops trying to get in.
I bet
people were insane over that.
I bet it was mourning, truly, like a legend, an absolute icon.
You were doing that with Brady this morning. I mean, you basically declared him dead, his career dead. Been trashing him all morning. We did have a lot of Brady talk.
See the pivot you made there.
I want to get this Celtics segment in. Brian Scalabrine is set to join us at 10, scheduled to join us at 10. I would say that's 50-50 if happening, but
who could
if he comes on, he's great. I would love to hear what Scal thinks of the new-look Celtics, but we have some evidence in as to what the Indiana Pacers offered to the Celtics for Gordon Hayward. This fell through, obviously, and he ended up going to Charlotte, and we still think there's a sign-and-trade coming, although that's not official yet. But they'll get a trade exception and all that. But according to the Indianapolis Star, the Pacers offered Miles Turner a first-round pick and a rotation player. So we're not sure who that player is, but here is their GM, Kevin Pritchard, who is talking about how it fell through and why the deal was not completed.
We pursued as hard as we possibly could. If you can add a player that materially improves you, you have to take a shot. And we're not afraid of taking those shots. It hurt a little bit more this time because the feedback was that he wanted to be here. So we were probably overplaying in the trade, but we were willing to try to get a special player. But it can't come at a cost that's so debilitating that it doesn't make sense.
So for him to say Ainge was asking for too much, which is what he said there, debilitating, did Ainge screw up by not taking that deal? Or is Miles Turner not any better than Tristan Thompson, who they got, and maybe that's who they wanted in the first place? I don't know.
Did Danny Ainge think that Tristan Thompson was the guy that he always wanted? And that once he found that he was available or that the interest was mutual, he was willing to pull out of the trade? Because I still don't see how you don't find a way to make this work. Because if you don't like Miles Turner as much as Tristan Thompson, but you can still get Miles Turner and a rotation player and a first, guess what you can do? You can acquire Miles Turner and said rotation player and the first round pick for the player who just told you, I would rather kick rocks than make $34 million here with you. Right. I want to go. Please send me home. And then what you figure out, if you want Tristan Thompson, you then turn and spin Miles Turner somewhere else to a team that could use a big that maybe likes him more than you do, or that can absorb his $18 million hit.
Right. Well, in fact, I'm not even sure the two are related. You could get Tristan Thompson anyway as a free agent signing and
both.
Still get Miles Turner and a first-round pick and a rotational player and trade them all if you want to.
Sure. Maybe trade somebody else and make Miles Turner and Tristan Thompson work and just go real big. I don't know basketball well enough to know how the hell you would field the team with Turner and Thompson at the same time, but this sounds like a massive overplay by Danny Ainge.
Well, I agree. I would love if you have evidence, it appears Ainge screwed up badly.
Mm-hmm.
How is that inaccurate to say that? 617-779-7937. If there are Celtics fans out there who feel, because what I don't know is the timing of it. Okay, when was this deal on the table, and when did Gordon Hayward decide, screw this, I'm going to Charlotte for 4 years and $120 million?
Did the conversations with the Pacers happen like Wednesday, Thursday, maybe into Friday, and then as Ainge kept asking for more, did the Charlotte offer come in, and then Michael Jordan, being the killer he is, swoops in, makes the call to Hayward and says,
right.
Listen, if you don't want to deal with any of this, I got 4 for $120 here for you. Come on down. Change the culture. We need a new iconic player. We haven't had anyone cares about since Grandmama. Right. What about Kemba? Ah, who's Kemba?
Well, it's a silly contract, but, you know.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
In fact, Phil Mushnick of the New York Post.
Oh, the mush. I know that guy.
Wrote, I wonder what it was like Saturday to be among the tens of thousands of laid-off workers at ESPN who had to watch that Gordon Hayward signed a $120 million deal to play for the Charlotte Hornets. I don't know that the two are that comparable, but ESPN's got the rights to the NBA,
mm-hmm.
and they're hoping that they are much better than they were even in the bubble season, you know, before that. Everything's down, obviously.
Uh-huh.
But the NBA and ratings, do you expect it to be a Christmas time boon, or is it just going to be a tune-out again?
I don't think it's going to be a tune-out, but it's not going to be from a bubble, correct?
Yeah. Well,
so now they're going to be back at their own arenas? Empty?
I think with a
smattering of fans? Are there going to be any arenas that are going to... I think it's too soon for the NBA to come back. The owners forced their hand because they wanted to come back before Christmas because they were facing a potential $1 billion league-wide loss due to ad rates and, you know, network deals.
Yep.
Okay. Obviously, guys like us can't afford to speak to something like that, but it feels too soon to me. We just finished. They just crowned, as Rich Keefe calls it, a fake champion, you know, 6 weeks ago.
Well, if the NFL is in serious trouble, we'll be looking for something to talk about. But
they're going
to
power through, Ken.
You think they are? I'm beyond...
Plow on, baby.
413 texter, Pritchard shouldn't be saying anything. I'm sure other GMs like him going out and doing this. I mean, that's probably true.
Yeah.
He's throwing Ainge under the bus here with his statement, but still, that doesn't take away...
I kind of like the fact that they're coming out and just flat out saying, like, yeah, we thought we had a pretty good...
I'm sure his fans are like, why'd you screw up Gordon Hayward? And he's
right.
Like, well, I'm not going to give you... who do you think he balked at? Because there was talk of him...
He wanted... he was going to get like a rotational player like a McDermott, but he wanted... the other kid's
the name?
The
NC State kid.
Yeah, not Grant. I forget his name. But yeah, they wanted that guy. So I'm sure Pacers GM has got to be thinking like... My fans thought this was a slam dunk. Gordon Hayward is beloved here. I mean, Ken, everything...
T.J. Warren, sorry.
T.J. Warren, thank you.
Yeah.
It's early, come on. All right, rather, we got up early today. So, sorry, I didn't know the name of the other guy in the Indiana deal. But you have to be thinking that the Indianapolis fans are like, guy, he lives here now. His kids are enrolled in school
right.
here.
How did
He's
you
from the area.
Up?
How did, like, this was sweethearted. He opted out of Boston. How did this not happen? I still think Hayward's going to think he made a mistake. I still think Hayward should have pushed Ainge and just said, look, I can either opt out and go on my own, or I can give you the benefit of a side and trade. One way or another, make this happen.
I don't think he'll be that miserable. He won't be like Brady in Tampa. He'll be happy to be
getting
a non-playoff team, getting paid that much, and just being the top fiddle there.
What does that say about Gordon Hayward, though?
Totally.
Does he have any killer instinct? No.
He looks worse than Brady in a way. Brady... creating the super team mm-hmm. is out of his character. And it felt like it to me. That feels kind of unwholesome. But this feels like Gordon Hayward just top dollar wherever you send
yeah,
me.
I'll take this. Fine. I'll go play. Whatever.
I don't really need to win.
I'll have a third of $1 million.
A third of a billion dollars
by the time I'm 33.
Totally disappointing free agent signing. That's like Pablo Sandoval disappointing at this point.
It's not that bad.
It's
financially, it's up there. But in terms of the game, when his ankle broke, everything went sideways.
Oh, but Scal is up and just tweeted. Boston Celtics 2021 NBA champs. Tell your friends and all the experts. So Scal's going to honk
That's
it up. Good.
That's what's up, Scal.
And I want to ask him, my source in Cleveland, if he agrees that Tristan Thompson is a much better signing than people.
What was a nice bit of scoopage from
like
your Cavs source the other day.
It's a
day.
Rare basketball scoop from the Laird Man.
I mean, honestly, this is like me going to like Home Depot and asking for a chicken parm. Coming to you for a basketball scoop.
All right, we will get Scal on here shortly. It is Laird and Fitzy. We are in for the Greg Hill Show this morning. A lot of Brady talk. We can revisit that as well. We had Devin McCourty on in the opening hour of the show. We'll play his answer to you asking about getting trucked coming up next because that was awkward enough that it's worth a re-listen. We'll reload that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
So, Devin, I feel like I have to ask you, as a concerned Patriots fan, as well as someone who watched the game last Sunday, obviously it was a tough one. Didn't go the way we and probably you guys thought as well. But take me back to the second quarter. Are you still feeling it after that collision with Watson? That was a hell of a play. How were you feeling afterwards, and did that one sting a little bit for a couple days afterward?
No, I'm fine. I mean, that's football. There's a lot of high-speed collisions, so it just happens, you know. Not the first time I've been in a high-speed collision in football. Obviously, I would have liked him to fall all the way, but, you know, tough play right on the goal line. But, I was back at practice, no injury report, so I've been fine.
Pretty good maneuvering of that question by Fitzy of Devin McCourty.
I mean, how do you ask a guy like, hey, so Dev, what was it like getting steamrolled by this giant quarterback that we were all hoping you could stop? On the same play, by the way, where Carl Davis was held. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that was a second goal at the five. Even if he stops him there, it's defensive penalty. Well, bottom line, they're at the one. I mean, it's not much. They were getting in there no matter what. The defense of the Patriots. By the way, it's the Greg Hill Show. Just tuning in. It's Laird Fitzy, your worst nightmare, here for another hour plus. Brian Scalabrine joins us top of the 10 o'clock hour. We'll get back to some Celtics talk. But this defense, we were arguing about an hour ago about Belichick's job. Some people feel it's one of his best coaching jobs ever. Others, not so much. The defense has underachieved, in my opinion, fairly significantly. This secondary is good on paper. Gilmore was back. And you still got shredded by the Texans. That was alarming. I understand the pass rush is not there.
There you go.
But they weren't trying to get to the quarterback. They decided we're going to cover. We're going to rush three, a lot of these plays, and cover. And they couldn't cover. So
now,
what the F?
I mean, it's a great, wow. Whoa, salty Laird. I like it.
Well, I mean,
steamy, zesty.
This team needed to win with better defensive performances.
Yes, they did.
I mean, you can't hope that Cam.
The margin of error was very low. We know that. Yeah.
Here's their ranking. Statistically, okay. They stink. Whoa. They are 21st against the run, 15th against the pass. Points, they're 13th, but that's, I mean, they have talent, and they are underachieving based on their talent.
Let me ask, why do you think they had such trouble in coverage against Watson? Could it be that just Watson
is great,
seems to always rise to the occasion? Yeah, it's great. We know that.
But I mean, he did throw some missiles. I mean,
And the ball was exactly where it needed to be, in the tightest of windows over and over again. Sometimes the coverage was there, and he just beat him. That's the old, like, cliched tip of your cap, like he was better than you on that given Sunday. But Watson shows up against the Patriots, no doubt. But when you have the same game plan against the Chiefs, and you're able to stymie them to the point that you only give up 19 points, Now, I know it was only 8 more points, but the Chiefs game felt competitive all the way till the mid-latter part of the fourth quarter. This felt, from the time Houston grabbed control of this game early second quarter, this was their ball game.
I feel dumb even asking this, but was Romeo Crennel a factor?
Oh, my God.
I mean, but look at these former Belichick coaches.
Do you know what Belichick's record is against his former assistants?
What is it now?
You ready for this? 14-15. Jesus. Belichick has a losing record when coaching against his former assistants.
And recently, I feel like he's like 0-10 or something. I don't know. It's the way it feels.
Matt Patricia.
Right.
Matt Patricia is like a garbage bin outside of a burger joint on fire as a head coach, right? I mean, it's not like he would be, it's insulting to call his coaching tenure with the Lions a dumpster fire because there are some dumpsters full of fine, fine items.
Does Cliff Kingsbury count as one of Belichick's coaching tree?
No, because he's a player.
Affiliates?
No, same way Vrabel doesn't count either. But Matt Patricia is a horrific head coach. He destroyed Belichick 2 years ago.
So is there a blueprint? You know, the obvious question, what's the blueprint on Belichick's defense that these coaches are able to exploit?
It's a great question. What is it? How is it that they know? Well, you can still have an idea, but then you have to execute. Yeah. It always seems like, I know for years, we all made a mint out of saying, like, for all these other teams, their Super Bowl is when they play the Patriots. The Pats play 20 Super Bowls a season. All right, fine. But how is it that these guys all seem to have their best days against the Pats? It's weird.
I would say I'm fairly confident they're going to make Kyler Murray look pedestrian Sunday. Fairly confident. Not 100% confident.
Why do I have the same sneaky suspicion?
Because Larry Fitzgerald is a big deal, because now mm-hmm. Hopkins, theoretically, you can double team and take him out.
Mm-hmm.
Or if they feel like Gilmore's back to, you know, man-up status, whatever. I don't know. But I would think they double team him.
And no, they won't. It's going to be one-on-one.
Christian
it's going to be a battle all day.
Gilmore, Christian Kirk, I would think, is the guy you man up.
It's Gilmore Hopkins.
Oh,
Gilmore
think?
Wants. Gilmore really wants. I think Gilmore wants it, too. Even though the stats look good on Gilmore, there's just that word around, like, maybe he's not the same. Are they going to move him? Is he going to get that final contract? How much is he worth? Is he still the best cornerback in football?
Two weeks ago, I thought he tapped out completely. I thought he was just...
I think he was load managing for a little bit, just thinking, like, do I come back? You know what I mean?
Yep.
If you've got a nagging injury and you're thinking they may move you and you're looking at that last deal, do you rush back putting your health at risk to play on a team that has no future after they won 2 games in a row?
Or do you put your house on the market and put a deadline for the
trade? And then say you wanted to move to the city?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. That's why I don't trust him. I would put him on Christian Kirk. That's a matchup you know he can win. Then you double team Hopkins.
Really?
Yep. And try to spy Murray. He's good, though. All right, back to a Celtics talk coming up next with Brian Scalabrine, NBC Sports Boston, and also Scalin Pals at radio.com. He's an insider, and those calls brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, driving a Mercedes-Benz van. Find out how far an extra mile really goes. Radio.com insider Brian Scalabrine on Laird and Fitzy, the fill-in for the Greg Hill Show this morning, coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.